Hello? Is this Radio 1? So I'm only joking.
Can you get Radio 1 in Orkney?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a McDonald's there?
No.
Oh,
none
heaven.
Of that. Yeah.
Do you have an All Bar 1?
No, but I'm led to believe that if when it opened in Glasgow, they thought it was an Italian pub called Al Baroni.
Oh, dear. Anyway, moving on. That's a very nice record from the Coral. And pass it on. Hello, Mr. Cameron.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm splendid, thanks.
You're on Radio 1.
I can't believe it.
You've been on Radio 1 before, but never in person.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me more?
No, just with all the now legendary Cameron calls.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You spoke to everybody while you were in the house.
I see.
And,
how daring of me.
I thought it was very good. And you fooled lots of people.
Allegedly.
Mm. You spoke to virtually every one of the housemates.
Uh-huh.
You had a conversation with Ray, which is the funniest one, I think. Anushka was very confused, and she went, "You can't because you're still in the house."
How sweet.
Steph started to have a conversation with you and then didn't.
Uh-huh.
James Nesbitt talked to you.
Right.
Patrick Keelty was in Tesco's. Davina McCall was on holiday and we woke her up.
Goodness me.
David Dickinson from Bargain Hunt was in his car and thought that it was somebody who had the wrong number. Who else did we do?
Dale Winton.
Dale Winton went, "I don't know a Cameron."
Oh, you're good at him too.
Thank you. So, that's like a mixture of the two. Dale Cameron. I don't know what that means. But anyway, so yeah, and they went, and you haven't heard them, have you?
I've not heard a thing. I've heard about them, but I've not heard them.
Okay. I'll play some to you later.
Okay.
So, what is a fish trader?
Somebody that facilitates the connection between the supplier and the buyer.
Ooh. What does that mean?
If somebody wants to sell fish and somebody wants to buy fish, I get them together.
So you're a bit like the Cilla Black of the fish, aren't you?
It's blind cod.
Yes. Wonder what you're going to say there.
Did I? Blind data.
Blind skate.
Blind skate.
There you go. So, will it be fish number one, the beautiful haddock that has just been pulled out of the sea? Or how about this cheeky little poisson? I don't know. That's French for fish, by the way.
Ooh la la.
Thank you. So, do you work for you? Is this your own?
No, I have a tremendous boss that's based over in America, 10 minutes out of Manhattan.
Wow.
Mm.
So if you ever do anything wrong and he calls you in for a telling off...
It's great.
That's a hell of a trip, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet.
Do you have to go over there much for work or not?
I have been once or twice, yeah, and it was nice. Obviously, I've just been over to Chicago and New York recently, so we went by to see them, had a night out.
Do you have your own office in Orkney?
I do, yes.
Does it say Cameron on your desk?
No, it may well do when I get home, but no, not at the moment.
Okay. Are you going to go back to work?
Certainly.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. And are you a big international businessman in the world of fish, as John implied?
His implication was probably nearer the truth than that I sit on the end of a pier with a fishing rod, yeah. Don't laugh.
Well, I'm not laughing. I like the fact that, you know, everyone found it cute that you come from Orkney. It's slightly insulting to the people of Orkney, but not deliberately, because everybody thought Orkney was like... You know where they... You know Craggy Island and Father Ted?
Oh, yes.
I imagine Orkney will be like that.
Well, you'll have to come and visit.
Well, if they let me in.
The thing is, if they let you out.
Oh, really? Mm. I'm sure they would. I'm sure they wouldn't want me staying. Yeah. Does everybody in Orkney know your name?
I should think they will now.
Because I would imagine, how big is it? How many people live there?
20,000.
Right, okay. Do they have one big pub? Is it like Cheers?
No, there are dozens of pubs, man.
And lots of churches.
There are probably fewer churches than pubs.
Right. So it's not like Dublin, where for every church there's two pubs.
I think in Dublin there's, 365 pubs and 52 churches, or maybe it's the opposite.
Something silly like that. No, I would imagine it was the first way around, actually. All right, well, anyway, hang around for a bit. Enjoy. Is there anything we can get you? Do you eat fish?
Yeah, so I certainly
do. Would you like some fish?
No, what I would like is a chunky chocolate bar, please.
I don't take the mickey, mate. I just offered you fish. Did you even... I didn't ever offer chocolate.
Well.
And besides, you've got to lay off the chocolate. Seriously, Songs of Praise don't... They like the thin people on that show.
Okay.
So... I'll get you some chocolate, don't worry. Cameron is here, more from him in a second.